Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with Halachot. We mentioned yesterday, this is again Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. We're mentioning in Siv Zayin the concept of the Bet HaKnesset. So it says over here, Bet HaKnesset Manicho BeKotel Darom, which means that we're going to light in the Bet HaKnesset, or the Mishnah Berurah brings down also in the Bet HaMidrash, also, right, if they're going to pray in the Bet HaMidrash, right, so then they're going to light it here on the Kotel Darom, in the southern wall. Now, why do we do it in the southern wall? It says over here, because again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, because the Zecher HaMikdash, in the Bet HaMikdash, inside the Hechal, if you remember, right, we had that it was done on the south, the Menorah. So too, when we are going to light the candles in the Bet HaKnesset, we are going to do it in the south. Now, when we were speaking about the halachot of lighting it in the candles, right, the shiur that we're putting it in the Bet HaKnesset, they're going to say how much do you have to actually do it later on, but it is a mitzvah to do it in the Bet HaKnesset, and we actually do it with the berachot, but still, we have to do it in the house as well, which means that in the house, because that's what the Ramah brings down, meaning it's not just enough that if you just come and you say, listen, we already lit candles in the Bet HaKnesset, so now when I go home, I don't have to light candles anymore. You also have to light the candles in your house as well. However, though, there is this minhag of doing it in the Bet HaKnesset, and the minhag is to light it between Mincha and Arvit. Now here the Mishnah Berurah brings down, right, that they would do it every single time by Tzedek HaKochavim, by the Bet HaKnesset, but they would do it after Mincha, not because, as if to say, that there was a special din between. It was just because sometimes if you're going to do it at the end of Arvit, so then the majority of the people are already outside. And there was such a minhag. There were certain Batei Knesiot that at the end of the Arvit, right before Aleinu L'Shabeach, they would come, they would light the candles. But you're going to be there for 30 seconds or another minute and a half for saying Aleinu L'Shabeach and then a Kaddish and then you're leaving. So what type of Pesumenisa is there? What type of, we're going to publicize the miracle? And therefore, there was the minhag to actually do it between Mincha and Arvit. So therefore, at least throughout the entire Arvit, people are there. That's going to give you a minimum of around 15-20 minutes. And then if you have the Shiurim as well, so therefore we do it in between the Mincha and Arvit. We will speak also of the Shitav Rav Ovadia Yosef to do with public gatherings, whether they're allowed to do it there, public gatherings, or not, because is it the same halacha as a Bet HaKnesset, or is it not the same halacha as a Bet HaKnesset, or is it better also in such a case to say Arvit there as well, because if you're already saying Arvit there, so therefore it's like, oh, it's not going to be a Bet HaKnesset, but it doesn't have the Kiddushava Bet HaKnesset, but maybe Behemet, if you're doing it there as well, the Arvit, so then it's a little bit more lenient, as if to say that if you're not doing it whatsoever in such a place, so Blinada will mention that next time.